Now, the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, running from the 7th to the 12th of June, it has had other titles, but it has always, I feel, it's always been with us somehow. Ciara Higgins joins me. Ciara, well, nice to see you again.
It's great to see you, Marty.
Isn't it great to be out?
It's fab. It is, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, you're artistic director at the other posh end.
Yeah. But now, particularly.
It is great to be out, and it's great to be doing what you're doing as well.
It is. I mean, it's the last 2 years have been a blur, to be quite honest. Yes. And to emerge out of this now and to be looking forward to connecting with our fantastic audiences again is just... Oh, it's so amazing. And then to have musicians on the stage and to be welcoming people into our country and also to have our own back performing to full houses.
I know, well, that's what it is as well. But this has always been a great festival, and we must doff a cap in the general direction of Laurie Carr this morning, because she has been nothing if not militarily inclined when it came to this. She just always was so focused on it.
And still is.
She's a great one. But anyway, talk to me about the Dublin International Chamber Festival this year, and the Irish Houses, of course. We need to incorporate all that into it.
Yes, yes. So...
50th.
52nd, actually. We turned 50 in 2020.
Right.
So, of course,
all the
major celebrations that had been planned had to be either shelved or put on ice. And some of them that didn't have to be shelved were now coming to fruition before live audiences this year. So we're 52, and some really exciting chamber music coming before our audiences, and some very special performances by Irish musicians, including one that will give tribute to frontline workers.
Oh, tell me more.
What's that? So, yes, I suppose somewhere along the pandemic, it struck me that for me, music was what held everything together, to be quite honest, and friendship and family. And I suppose I do want to actually say that Lyric FM was one of those really, really key sanity points for me as a person.
Oh, thank you.
And it struck me that, you know, all these musicians that were deprived of playing before live audiences, what did they do? What was keeping them sane? And in talking to a number of them, they were all saying, well, like me, it was music. It was sitting quietly at home listening or playing. And some people they had to take themselves away from their actual physical playing, but listened instead. So I was talking to Therese Fahey, wonderful pianist, sometime a year and a half ago. And she was talking to me about a student of hers who was a doctor, Dr. Mark Glynn. And Mark was working in the Mater Hospital as a doctor at the time. And it just struck me that the difference of, he was, I think, 22, 23 at the time, of his life from our life. And what helped him? And what helped him was connecting with Therese, being in, you know, on a Zoom lesson with her. And I thought, okay, there's something here. If music has worked for us in the musical world, what's it going to do for everybody else?
Yes, so, what's it done for other people? Yes.
So what we did is we matched a number of frontline workers with five women pianists, mighty women pianists. And then we also invited a number of key people that we all know through the pandemic, like Professor Luke O'Neill, the wonderful Gerald Peregrine, who has done so much in the context of COVID in nursing homes.
And an incredible idea.
Oh, he's incredible.
Going around to all these homes.
What an amazing
incredible
man.
Idea.
And then, would you believe, Professor Tess Lamb, the Irish scientist who was the co-developer of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, reached out to her, and she came back with a musical nomination, which Ruth McGinley is going to play, Fake Empire by The National. You read into that what you want, but anyway. But we've wonderful contributions.
That's the breadth of what you're talking about,
which
is wonderful.
The breadth of this particular concert at the Chapel Royal, and we're doing it twice. It's so good we're doing it twice.
You're calling it the Music of Friends.
The Music of Friends. So five pianists, Therese Fahey, Ruth McGinley, Fionnuala Moynihan, Moira Carroll, and wonderful, wonderful Ronnie McSweeney, who turned 82 recently.
Wonderful.
And we've got, you know, a very eclectic mix. We have from Chopin, Philip Glass, but we have, I mean, Professor Luke O'Neill has nominated Bridge Over Troubled Coldwater. We've Massive Attack. We, you know, so it's a really eclectic.
And what's Moira going to be playing on the night? Do we know?
Moira is playing. Her own nomination is Philip Glass, and then we had a specialist in dementia care who nominated this wonderful piece of music, Paul's Tune, which the BBC sort of. Ran with it. It was written by a man in care during the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Paul, who has Alzheimer's.
I think I saw him on the BBC.
Exactly.
I think I saw the composer.
He wrote this
with his son.
Four notes.
Yes,
exactly.
That's right.
So Jackie, the care worker, naturally.
Put that, this, yes.
Yeah, it was
going to be playing.
So that's
Moira
is going to be playing.
Well,
yeah.
We have her, just to give people a sense of a little bit of piano music, we have her playing My Favourite Things, which is kind of apt as well.
It is very apt, yeah.
So here she is. Here she is. By the way, that's happening at Chapel Royal, Dublin Castle. It's on the 9th of June. It's at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
That's correct,
They'll be worn out.
Yeah.
Worn out.
They will be worn out.
But anyway.
We work them hard.
Good for you. Fionnuala Hunt, by the way, playing music of importance of frontline pandemic workers. I want to give Fionnuala a mention as well. Here's Moira. Thank you. There it is. It's my favourite things, Miss Carroll. That's a great one. Now, listen, we again need to make the point, venues all over the shop. That's the important thing about
venues
this particular...
Venues all over the...
Everywhere.
Over the shop. And that is thanks to the Office of Public Works. You know,
right.
We have a wonderful partnership with them, and they welcome us into so many of their extraordinary spaces, like our spiritual home, Castletown,
where we
were founded. But into, as you say, Chapel Royal, the National Botanic Gardens. And we have then favourites that we return to, like Kilrodery House.
That's always been, I know.
And I mean, be warned, I think there's about 10 tickets left on
be
that
serious.
Particular one, yeah.
This is Hugh Tinney.
Hugh Tinney and the Carducci Quartet.
Yeah.
And that particular concert we're dedicating to Frank and Alison Casey. Frank was a long-term supporter of music in Ireland and the president of our festival. And sadly, Frank died last Christmas and Alison, his wife, died the year before. So that particular concert with music by Brahms and Schubert was particularly conceived with Frank and Alison in mind.
Yeah.
And then we have a new venue this year down in the Docklands, Windmill Quarter.
Okay.
Fantastic contemporary space, Hibernia Wright space, and we have the extraordinary Kaleidoscope Chamber Collective playing down there. It's their Irish debut, run by a fantastic pianist, Tom Poster, and his wife, Elena Urioste, who you may have heard of through the jukebox.
Yes.
The pandemic jukebox project.
So it's Town Hall. It says Windmill Quarter.
Windmill Quarter, yeah. It's just off Windmill Lane.
Right.
And it's a fantastic, bright, contemporary space. Just so welcoming. The folks down there are amazing. And fits the sort of the energy of that group.
Sure.
You know, they're young, they're vibrant, they're dynamic. And they're playing this phenomenal piano quintet by Amy Beach, which is just wonderful. I mean, it's very important for this festival to be representing women in our programme.
Yes, it is, and you certainly are.
Well, it's important.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is
diverse
vital.
Artists and underrepresented composers.
And music from all spheres as well. And not, you know,
absolutely.
As you've done, as we mentioned with the Chapel Royal event, Double Castle.
Yeah.
We have to mention Castletown. The reason I mentioned it is because you've Sean Sheba coming in with
the
his
magnificent
trusty
Sean
guitar.
Sheba. Oh, yeah. Amazing. With our wonderful, wonderful friends, the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
That's right.
This was one of our special projects in 2020 because both ourselves and the ICO were 50 in 2020.
Right.
So we had planned this big celebration tour, and Sean was to be our soloist, and we co-commissioned a work with some funds from a commissioning circle of the festival and funds from the Arts Council as well.
Sure.
For a new work by David Fennessy. Sean is a big fan of Dave's, and a gorgeous connection here. David is from the area, the locality, from Selbridge, so
yes,
it's really, really lovely to have this live premiere of Rosewood's.
And this is on the Castletown House on the 12th. And again, you're going to have to pick up a programme, lads, because that's at 5 o'clock.
And that one is selling very, very fast as well. I mean, Sean is a big, big superstar, winning all sorts of awards. And he's been with us. He made his Irish debut with us in 2018, and he's been back a couple of times now. But he's just the most extraordinary artist. I mean, he's been called the new Julian Bream.
Sure.
Amazing guitarist.
Just to let you know, if you want tickets and the programme, obviously, it's Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, but it's dicmf.com. It's the simplest way of putting it, because otherwise we'll be all over the shop. It's dicmf.com if you want to get tickets for any of the events, clearly. But that one is on the 12th in Castletown House. Sean Sheeby and the Irish Chamber Orchestra, Fennessy, Vivaldi, Dvorak, Arnold and Elgar. We have him doing a little bit of, just for the sake of variety, Ginopoly, which I love. Just a little piece of him playing it. And here he is, Sean Sheeby. Thank you. There he is, Jim Napadi, number one. Still one of my favourite pieces of music.
I love that.
Isn't it? Yeah. Just kind of drift off when you hear it. I don't mean to go to sleep. I mean, you drift off into a nice place. Yes, you have to ask him when he plays that when he's there. Now, the other, anything else you wanted to mention particularly? Sylvia O'Brien.
Sylvia.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. So Sylvia is collaborating with the Carducci Quartet in one new work by Siobhan Cleary that we have commissioned. Again, it was to be performed in the 2020 iteration of the festival.
Yes.
So it's a work for cello and soprano liaison. And then we're bringing together this amazing piece that Siobhan wrote many, many years ago for the Vanbrugh's, The Dole of the King's Daughter. And, Sylvia, she's such a dramatic, wonderful master on the stage. I cannot wait for that particular one.
She's going to be in the Botanical Gardens.
She's in the Botanics, yeah. And that's a program which, salutes women composers as well. So we have Siobhan, we have Caroline Shaw, we have Rebecca Clark, and we've Fanny Mendelssohn, and then we're connecting Fanny with her brother Felix.
Sure.
And that wonderful sixth string quartet that Felix Mendelssohn wrote in tribute to Fanny after she died. So, it's a fantastic program, and urging people to open their ears to works by women that are just so phenomenal.
But so often we know, and we see it now in all spheres, but in music as well, sidelined.
Yeah.
Sidelined when, not to suggest that there was anything wrong with what was there, it was wonderful, of course, most of it, not all of it, naturally, but women sidelined.
But
in technology and in the arts and in everything.
Absolutely.
Politics, in everything.
Yeah.
And when it's wonderful that kind of pinpointing it now and going, hang on a second.
These
moments need to be revisited, and these women need to be heralded.
And we've all got to put our hands up and say we didn't do enough over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we have to do it. We have to do it in a meaningful and a definite
way. Well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there can't be any tick boxing. It has to be a meaningful and important part of
exactly.
of all of our lives now.
Yeah.
I
think it's vital.
Women and diversity of artists as well.
Absolutely.
To represent Ireland.
And even the fact that we're going back and saying, hang on a second, what about? Because that's important.
Yeah.
And being able to say, we miss this for whatever reason, on purpose or by accident or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the fact that there was a veil drawn, it's astonishing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You look at it now. Anyway, listen, we're going to finish up with Sylvia because we have her doing a little bit of the Irish folk songs, so just a little bit, just to finish this off. But look, it's all. How are you going to go to all these? How on earth are you going to be going from Kilrodry to the Botanical Gardens and to the Castle Royal Chapel? How are you going to do all that?
I'll probably take myself to Dublin Airport and ask them to fly me in and out of the venues.
Well, you'll be waiting. But it's terrific. It's running from the 7th until the 12th. Just a reminder again, if you want information, it's DICMF, Dublin International Chamber Music Festival.com. If you want to find out, Kerry, you're great fun. You're always great and lively when you come in.
Can I jump in and just say one thing?
Yes,
I forgot to mention the wonderful Rathfarnham Castle as part of the OPW property portfolio, so just to give them a shout out.
You're on there on the 12th.
We're on there on the 12th again with a complete programme of women composers by Rosie Ventress. And that's a tribute. Rosie's a viola player. That's a tribute to the late Elizabeth Chibby, a wonderful professor of viola and former head of strings and chamber music at the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and to also sort of give Peter Chute a shout out as well. He's doing the Goldberg Variations in the Chapel Royal on June 10th. So that's me. Sorry, Marty.
It appears to me.
Remembered.
No, hang on. The only place we didn't mention, and you remembered it, so well done you.
No. I should have said it all along.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
You'll obviously welcome Rathfarnham Castle after that plug. That's fantastic. Meantime, it's Miss Sylvia O'Brien to take us out.
Fantastic.
Thank you,
Kira. Marty.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday on the 7th of June.
You're awful good.
so sweet in love.